I got it. Three quarters.
You're going. Can I call you back in a little bit?
You ready, Mikey?
Yep.
All right, welcome. It is the regular work session for the Board of County Commissioners on September 3rd of 2025. We're a little bit late, 10:08, but we're starting. Number one on the thing is request for information opening UC 25-60 North Entrance Parking Lot. Mr. Wilkin.
We received no request for information.
Okay. Yeah. Moving right along. Request for insurance requirement at Buckskin Hills Dragway, Bruce Horicks. He's bringing out a drag thingy, and he wants to have the insurance of $2 million versus $3.5 million. I don't know where Matty is, but that's what the question is. Thoughts?
Thoughts on that? You start making changes for everybody, then for one, you better do it for all.
You're setting a standard. So my recommendation would be that it stays.
So that goes back to the
fluctuating back and forth.
So then that also, if we're taking change, making change for one, we're making change for many. We had the archery folks that came. I mean, not like I don't want them to be do that, but that just putting that out there. That's another area where you're making concessions for one. But just be aware that
You're setting a standard. So recognize that.
Any thoughts there, Commissioner? To your mic on.
I don't think any thoughts yet. I get the standard deal. I know it's we have the ability to do that. Is there a difference in safety liability? You know, do we need to, or we have the ability, or do we need to set some guidelines for the two, or we just one size fits all? I don't know what the right answer is. Think about it in a minute.
I think that you hit the nail on the head. I think it depends on what the sport is that they want to do and what the danger is. The state said at $3.68 million right now, insurance, according to what I've been told by almost everybody, if not everybody, that's tried to get that, you have your choice between $3 or $5 million. Five's about $4,000 for an event, 2-day event. Most of the other, if not all the other facilities, depending on what it is, we'll leave it at the $2 million. That means that if something happens and it goes beyond $2 million, the county has to pick up that $1.68 leftovers until the USIP will touch it. I think you're right, you're setting a standard, but I think we need to come up with a rate depending on what the thing is. If it's the ladies doing their sewing, I don't think we're going to have a multi-million dollar from an eagle stick.
Then before we make any changes or decisions, I think that we need to loop in Johnny.
We've talked to Johnny.
And him let us know.
We've already talked to Johnny.
And what was his recommendation?
His recommendation is it's set at 3.68. Anything less than that, the county will have to pick up. It's up to the counties.
Okay, so if the county's going to start doing that, then every individual event, will the county just decide what they feel like is the best standard, or are we going to have a new
policy created? We will create a standard. Okay. That would be my suggestion anyway. Okay. That's just my suggestion. It's not we're going to do it yet.
Does that sound all right to you? Look at that again. Looks like we need to do some work, right?
Okay. And so we will just say that's on hold right now. It still sits at 3.68 mil. Okay. Would you like to make a motion, sir?
We need to go into closed session.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to close. We'll be. I'll accept that motion that we're going to closed session in the small conference room upon completion. It is for the purpose of discussing pending or intimate litigation. On completion of that, we'll go out of closed session and then we'll meet and adjourn. So with that, we'll be in closed session. Thank you.